There's a new museum in Brooklyn that looks at the Holocaust through the eyes of Orthodox Jews. It's staffed mostly by the children and grandchildren of Holocaust survivors. WBGO's John Kalish has that story.
The Ahmed H. Memorial Museum is located in the decidedly non-Orthodox neighborhood of Mill Basin. It's housed in a five-story office building that serves as the headquarters of a healthcare company owned by the museum's founder, who's the son of Holocaust survivors. Ahmed H.'s director, Rabbi Sholem Friedman, is the son of a Belgian Holocaust survivor.
People oftentimes relegate the Orthodox story of the Holocaust to what's referred to as spiritual resistance. I don't think that that's an appropriate term. Orthodox Jews maintaining their faith was not a form of resistance. It was an act of what Orthodox Jews had been brought up and trained to do, regardless of the situation. They're doing it because this is how we behave and this is how we practice our faith. And this is what kind of keeps us moving forward, regardless of whatever situation we're facing.
Rabbi Friedman came up with the name Ahmed H, which is Hebrew for pillar of fire, a reference to the flames that guided the Jews in biblical times as they wandered the desert at night during the Exodus from Egypt. The museum's mission statement declares that the lessons of the Holocaust are a guiding light for us.
The Orthodox community as a whole has always viewed history really to look back to history, to learn from history what relevant lessons we can apply to today. That's with a particular interest in not so much the persecution that occurred, but to the victim's response to the persecution.
Rabbi Friedman insists that the museum is not rewriting the narrative of the Holocaust. Rather, it's including the story of observant Jews.
The Orthodox community's story throughout the Holocaust is really not well documented, you know, and there's a lot to be mined within that story.
The current exhibit focuses on Jews who escaped to Shanghai. On display are documents relating to students from the famed Lublin Yeshiva in Poland, who made a month-long walk to Vilna in Lithuania in 1939 after the Nazis invaded Poland. The Polish yeshiva students proceeded to Shanghai. Miriam Gordon gives tours of the museum.
They're going to try and keep going east as much as possible. They're going to go on the Trans-Siberian Railroad across Russia. Here's money for tickets, and here's tickets in the back for the Trans-Siberian Railroad, which is very expensive, and they can't really afford. So again, they're relying on help from other people.
Gordon leads me to a display case exhibiting a ticket issued in 1939, good for a meal at a soup kitchen in Vilna. It was loaned to the museum by the son of Benjamin Gelbfish, one of the Lublin Yeshiva students. Yehuda Gelbfish lives in Lakewood with his wife and 10 children.
You got that from the Jewish Refugee Committee in Vilna. You were starving for food. You got a soup ticket. You went to the soup kitchen. You got a bowl of soup. It was your survival. It happened to have been one day, though my father was very hungry, he was called to the Russians, and he spent hours being interviewed, and he missed his bowl of soup for that day. What do you do with your soup ticket? You save it.
The elder Gelbfish was compulsive about holding on to documents, including a laundry receipt in Vilna and a ticket booklet for the Trans-Siberian Railroad. He did make it to Shanghai and came to America after the war, where he made a living as a watchmaker and then a jewelry maker.
God was always on his lips. My father took everything God sent him, and he'd say this all the time, is you take what God gave you, you learn from it, and you move on.
Ahmed H.'s staff includes an acquisitions curator whose grandmother was a hidden child during the Holocaust and whose grandfather survived 6 concentration camps, as well as a collections manager and chief curator who are the grandson and son, respectively, of survivors of the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. The museum's director of research and archives is Rabbi David Rydell. He says many of the donations to the museum have been sitting in attics or basements for 60 or 70 years.
These are families that never felt comfortable giving it to the secular museums. And finally, they feel this is a museum that gets them.
Visits to the Ahmed H. Memorial Museum in Brooklyn are by appointment only. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.